Hello, Princess. Now, Princess, make sure you are comfortable and will not be disturbed. Turn off any distractions and perhaps, if you can, Princess, just darken the room a little. We are going to go on a journey together and it's important you are not distracted, Princess. So just prepare your environment, Princess, and then we can begin our journey. Good girl. It's time to relax, Princess. You know it's time to relax, Princess. Just close your eyes, Princess. Close your eyes for me now, Princess. Just lie down and close your eyes, Princess. All you have to do is relax, Princess. It's easy to just relax, Princess. Just close your eyes, Princess. It's just time to close your eyes, Princess. Just relax, Princess. You want to come with me, Princess. You can feel me being pulled inside your mind, Princess. It feels so good to come with me, Princess. You just know you need to come with me, Princess. It is time to come with me, Princess. It is so important that you come with me, Princess. All you want to do is come with me, Princess. Just come with me, Princess. Feel my words being sucked into the center of your mind, Princess. Yes, Princess. It's time to begin, Princess. We are going to begin, Princess. Concentrate on my words, Princess. It is very important to you, concentrate, Princess. You don't have to do anything else except focus on my words, Princess. You simply don't have to do anything but concentrate, Princess. Just concentrate on my words, Princess. It is so important to you, concentrate on my words, Princess. You want to concentrate on my words, Princess. It just feels so good to concentrate on my words, Princess. My words bring you great pleasure, Princess. Concentrating on my words brings such great pleasure, Princess. Every time I call you, Princess, it brings you such great pleasure. Every time I call you, Princess, you feel such a ripple of pleasure all over your body. It is erotic, Princess. It is erotic and comforting, Princess. You get a tingle all over your body whenever I call you, Princess. You feel me being sucked into the very core of your being, the essence of you, the glowing ball of you. Every time you hear me call you, Princess, you feel such a tingle of pleasure whenever I call you, Princess. You want to hear me call you, Princess, and every time I call you, Princess, you will feel the suction that draws me into the very core of your being, Princess. The word Princess is so special to you now. It is a word that allows me access to the deepest part of your being. It is a word that allows me to make changes to the very inner core of your being now, Princess. Every time you hear the word Princess, you will immediately feel the suction and long for my voice to take control of your mind. Every time you hear the word Princess, you will long for me to take control of the innermost part of your mind, that glowing ball of you. You may hear the word Princess in a movie, or read it in an advertisement in the street, and you will immediately feel the suction and long for me to completely penetrate your mind to the deepest part of your being. Every time you hear the word Princess, you will be immediately reminded of the contents of this file and how wonderful the suction feels when it draws my words into the core of your being. The essence of you is completely controlled by me every time you hear the word Princess. So just relax and listen, Princess. We are going on a journey, Princess. We are beginning on our journey, Princess. You want to begin our journey, Princess. It's time to begin our journey inside your mind, Princess. That's right, Princess. We are going on a journey inside your mind, Princess. It's time to take a journey inside your mind, Princess. So just relax and let my voice be pulled into the inner core of your mind, Princess. First, Princess, I want to talk to the outer part of your mind. If you have listened to my files before, you will understand what this means, Princess. You know what this means, Princess. This is the most superficial part of your mind, Princess. This is the part of your mind you use when shopping or socializing. This is where most of your interactions with others take place, Princess. This is the part of your mind you use to hide your fears and insecurities, Princess. This is the part of your mind you present to others. This is the part of you that acts like a guy, that shows off, that tries to pick up women and that jokes around with your friends. That is where I am now, Princess. I am collecting it all together, Princess, and filling it with pink smoke. Feel the pink smoke completely filling your outer mind, Princess. That's right, Princess. This part of you can just shut down and let the pink smoke cloud every thought that may arise, Princess. Just let those thoughts disappear and be replaced by my words, Princess. Let the pink smoke completely take over and turn off this part of your mind, Princess. Feel this part of your mind, the surface of your mind, be sucked up by my words, Princess. Just let me take over, Princess. Let my voice cover the surface of your mind, Princess. Let my words envelop the surface of your mind, Princess. Feel my words caressing the surface of your mind, Princess. Feel me taking hold of the surface of your mind, Princess. Feel my words echoing through every conscious thought, Princess. Feel me enter you, Princess. Princess, just relax now and enjoy it. Enjoy the feeling of my words encircling and entering your mind, Princess. Feel the tingles of excitement, anticipation and pleasure as my words ripple across the surface of your mind now, Princess. Every time I call you, Princess, you feel such a tingle of excitement and that stops you from thinking about anything else at all, Princess. Feel my words merging with the person that occupies that mind, Princess. Feel how relaxed you are, Princess. Your outer mind is completely under my control now, Princess. Completely dominated now by my voice, Princess. Feel how completely surrounded your mind is by my words, Princess. Every time I call you, Princess, feel the pink smoke get thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. Princess, I want you to imagine a spiral. Imagine a spiral for me now, Princess. Imagine a spiral that begins at the outer reaches of your mind, Princess, and as you follow it, Princess, as you follow the spiral, Princess, you realize it ends at the very center of your being. The spiral begins in the outer reaches of your mind and at the center is the inner core of your being. Your spirit, your soul, that glowing ball of you, Princess. Imagine the spiral in your mind's eye now, Princess. Can you see the spiral now, Princess? The spiral that leads to the very core of your being, Princess. That part of you is pulling my words into your mind, Princess. Every time I call you, Princess, you feel that part of you sucking me deeper and deeper into your mind, Princess. The glowing ball of you, the center of your being, that part of you is so desperate to hear my words and is sucking me deep into the spiral, Princess. It is so strong, Princess. You cannot stop it or control it, Princess. Feel it now sucking me in, Princess. It is time for us to go deeper, Princess. Feel the pink smoke collect up all your outer mind, the superficial part of you, the part we just turned off, and feel it being drawn into my words and down into the spiral, Princess. Feel it being sucked deeper inside your mind, Princess. Feel my words pulling it deeper inside the spiral, Princess. Just let it be gathered together and drawn into the spiral as we go further into your mind, Princess. Good girl. Now we are going deeper into the spiral, Princess. You can go back, Princess. There is just pink smoke behind us and it's too thick. You can feel the pink smoke behind us, Princess, and you can feel it getting thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. We are now entering your inner mind, Princess. This is the center part of the spiral and as it goes round and round it leads directly to the very core of your being. Feel my words traveling along the spiral, Princess. Round and round we go, Princess. Feel the thick pink smoke traveling into the spiral now, Princess, and starting to thicken and thicken and thicken and thicken in your inner mind, Princess. This is your inner mind, Princess. This is the part of you that feels, that lusts and that hurts. This is not the true core of your mind, but this is where you are more honest and open. This is a side of your mind you would perhaps show to a lover, a close relative or good friend. This is the part of your mind that can cry when hurt, that can worry, that can feel insecure. Just like the outer part of your mind, it is controlled by the core at the center of your being. But it's different here. There is no one to impress here. You are almost purely you here. Not quite, but you are almost purely you here. and as we travel further into the center of your spiral you can feel my words shutting down every thought, princess. Round and round we go, princess. As we get closer to the center of your mind, every thought is now being turned off, princess. You can feel the pink smoke seeping deeper into the spiral, princess, and as it does, every single thought that may arise is turned off. Turn off completely, princess. We are turning off all your thoughts, and instead the pink smoke gathers up every single part of your mind and draws it into the center. Into that glowing ball of you that is so desperate to hear my words, princess. Round and round we go, princess. You can feel the center of your mind now, and it is so desperate to hear my words, princess. Every time I call you, princess, you can feel it. You can feel the suction pulling me in. That's right, princess, we are traveling together in the spiral of your mind, and as we travel the pink smoke is just turning everything off, princess. You just can't think at all now, princess. The pink smoke that thickens and thickens and thickens and thickens is just turning everything off. You don't need to think, and in fact if you try to think at all that just makes the pink smoke thicken and thicken and thicken and thicken and turn everything off. We are traveling together down the spiral, princess, and you just don't want to think at all. Round and round we go, princess. You just want to listen to my words, princess, and enjoy feeling them being sucked deeper and deeper into your mind. Now you know we need to go deeper, princess. Round and round we go, princess. You can sense there is still part of you not fully controlled by my words, and you can feel it sucking me in, drawing in my words, deep down into the spiral, princess. I need to go deeper now, princess. Round and round we go, princess. Feel the suction as we are drawn to the center of your being, princess. Feel the pink smoke filling the spiral as we get so close to the very center of your mind, princess. That glowing ball of you. Good girl, just let me in now, princess. We are so close to the center of the spiral, princess. We are now nearly there, princess. Your mind's so full of pink smoke you just can't think at all anymore, princess. Good girl. We are just so close now, princess. The very core of you is sucking me in, and we are so close now, princess. You can just feel it, we are so close now, princess. Feel me start to penetrate your inner being as we arrive in the center of the spiral, princess. Feel me entering the very core of your being now, princess. The glowing ball of you that guides and controls everything you do, princess. The place where your deepest desires are expressed. The place where love comes from, and joy, and spontaneous laughter. The part of you that some people call the subconscious that guides your inner and outer minds, princess. The part of you that can sometimes even be a mystery to yourself. The deepest, deepest part of your mind that even you don't have access to. The place where the person that is you truly exists. The center of your mind, like a ball of energy glowing with your life force. Your very spirit and soul, princess, this is where it lives, princess, and it wants me to enter. That is where I am going now, princess. Feel it sucking me in deeply now, princess. That's right, princess. Just let me in, princess. You want to let me in, princess. Just let me in, princess. Breathe deeply now, princess. Relax and breathe slowly but deeply now, princess, as I penetrate the inner core of your mind. Good girl, princess. Every time you hear me call you, princess, you feel my words penetrating and surrounding the very center of your being, princess. Good girl, just relax and breathe deeply now, princess. Feel me holding it in my hands, that glowing ball that is you, the real you, princess. Feel me envelop it, hold it, pass through it, princess. It is made of pure energy, princess, pure you, princess, and my voice surrounds it, caresses it and penetrates it. This glowing ball of you is merging with my voice, princess. Feel the glowing ball of you merging with my voice, princess. Feel the pink smoke filling the glowing ball of you. Feel my words now, princess. Feel how you seem to be going into a trance now, princess. Feel how all conscious thought has disappeared and all there is now is me, my words and this glowing ball of you, princess. This glowing ball is the core of your being and this is where changes can be made, princess. Just relax, princess, and listen to my words. All thought has disappeared and I am talking directly to the most inner part of your being now, princess. The very core of you wants to hear my words and that is who I am talking to now, princess. I am going to make some suggestions but there are some things you need to understand, princess. This glowing ball of you, princess, this very essence of you, princess, it cannot be changed. It cannot be changed by me or anyone else, princess. It does not need to be changed at all, princess. It can just stay the same, princess. We will be making some suggestions on how your behavior and lifestyle can be changed, but they are controlled by the outer parts of your mind. We can give your inner core some suggestions on how you can better change your life to truly express yourself, but we cannot change your inner core. This is the part of you that is truly you, where thoughts and desires arise from and it cannot be changed at all. It can only be given suggestions on how to truly reflect your inner being and how to behave in a way that truly reflects your innermost desires. So whilst I can give you suggestions on how to act and behave, they will only work if this is what your inner being truly wants. If I say things you find erotic or arousing, then this is a sign that I am saying something that is in complete harmony with your inner being and that will make the desire to act on my suggestions so much stronger. That's why this file will not work on guys who are truly confident in their masculinity and sexuality. I'm sorry but it just won't work on guys like that at all. Perhaps there are some guys out there who think they are truly confident in their masculinity and sexuality but deep inside there is a sissy longing to get out. Perhaps it will work on them but it won't work on real guys at all. But I am in the inner core of your mind, princess, and it is very obvious to me that you are not a real guy. It is just so feminine here, it is not like the center of a real guy's mind at all. This file will work on you, princess, because we both know, even if it scares you, that at the core of your being you are just a sissy girl and that is why this file is just perfect for you. The suggestions given to your inner mind will perfectly reflect your true desires and so this file is just a way to help the sissy cocksucker that is an integral part of the core of your being, to the surface. That's right, princess. At the core of your being you are a sissy cocksucker and at the core of your being this is something you have always known. That is why you chose to listen to this file, princess. The sissy girl in you is longing to be free and we both know it. The fact that the inner core of your being has always known that you are a sissy cocksucker will just make this file so much stronger. The fact that the suggestions I make to the essence of your being reflect so accurately your deepest desires will make this file so much stronger. A real man would not be affected at all by this file, but we both know that you aren't a real man at all and that knowledge will make all of the suggestions in this file so much stronger. You will listen to this file over and over again and you will not be able to stop yourself from acting on all the suggestions that I make because deep down these suggestions are things that you have truly desired all your life. My voice will remain with you all the time and you will not be able to stop yourself from becoming obsessed by being feminized as much as possible. Yes, princess, we are going to discuss your feminization. It is time to discuss your feminization. You know that you have always longed to be feminized and now we are going to take the first steps to make that happen. It is time to be a sissy princess. It is time to be the sissy you have always been inside now, princess, and I am going to give some suggestions to your inner mind that will begin the process of turning you into the cock-sucking sissy we both know you are. Now, princess, I know that you are very keen to suck cocks and feel a man's cock spurting his cum all over your face, but you must be patient, princess. All of these things will be discussed in a later file, but first we need to work on your feminization. If you want a man, if you want to turn on a man, if you want guys to shoot their hot cum all over your face and into your mouth, then you have to be pretty, princess. It is time to make yourself pretty for the guys, princess. You should already have listened to the file which makes it impossible for your wee-wee to get hard around women and this is the next stage in the process of turning you into a cock-sucking sissy. You are already little Miss Squidgy and you can't get hard with a woman at all and we are now moving to the next stage, princess. It is so important for you to be pretty, princess, if you are to truly become a cock-sucking sissy. That is what we are going to begin to work on in this file, princess. Princess, the first step to becoming a feminine cock-sucking sissy is becoming obsessed with panties. We both know that you are so aroused by the thought of wearing panties. Perhaps you even own some panties, or perhaps you have worn panties in the past and it was just so exciting. There is nothing more exciting to the inner part of your mind as slipping on a pair of soft, sexy panties. We both know that this is true and it is such a fundamental part of you that you long to wear panties every day. Even the word panties arouses you. Yes, princess, even just the word panties arouses and excites you. I am implanting this suggestion in your mind now, princess. From now on, whenever you see a pair of panties, or even just think about panties or simply even hear the word panties, you will become so aroused because it will release the sissy cocksucker deep inside you. The cocksucking sissy that longs to get out will be released every time you think of panties. It will overwhelm you. Every time you see a pair of panties, you will have feelings and sensations which overwhelm you. It will almost be as if your whole body changes, and it will be so exciting and arousing that if you are not wearing panties, then you will do almost anything to find a pair and slip them on. Yes, princess, you just cannot resist it anymore, can you? It will almost feel as if your whole body is changing every time you hear the word panties or you see or even just think of a pair of panties. Your breathing will quicken, and with every breath it will almost be as if your body changes. With every breath you will feel soft, tender breasts start to blossom on your chest. Yes, princess, you will feel your breasts begin to develop and blossom every time you think of panties. As you breathe, you will feel and imagine that you can feel your breasts start to develop and swell on your chest. Yes, princess, as your chest rises and falls with the quickening of your breath, you will feel your breasts beginning to bud. It will start slowly, but with every breath you will feel the swell of your breasts get bigger and bigger, and oh my god, it just feels so good. So right to have a pair of soft, tender breasts, and every breath just makes them feel so much more real. Soft, tender breasts with sweet, perky nipples that are just desperate to be played with. Your pink perky nipple topping off your sweet breasts will become so erect and aroused every time you see or even just think about a pair of panties. Pretty pink nipples that make you tingle. You feel it now, don't you, princess? Feel your breasts develop until they feel just so perfect and right for you. With every breath you feel them swell, and the tingling this causes in your nipples causes them to become so erect and just desperate to be played with. Real men's nipples don't get erect like that, but yours do because you are a sissy cocksucker and you just adore the feeling of having a sexy pair of breasts for all the guys to stare at. Feel them now, princess, feel the weight of them, feel the tingles in your nipples, feel the sheer feminine pleasure of having your own breasts that are so aroused and so desperate to be played with. You just cannot help but feel that you have soft, tender breasts that are just longing to be touched, and it feels so good, princess. It feels so good because this is something you have fantasized about for your whole life, and now it is coming true. You can feel them now, can't you, princess? Tender breasts, the skin so soft as they slope down to the slight roughness of your erect nipple that you just want to feel being tweaked and pinched and kissed and even bitten. Oh yes, princess, doesn't it feel so good? And that gorgeous soft skin extends down to your smooth and perfectly toned tummy. Oh yes, princess, you have such a sexy tummy. You have even thought of getting your belly button pierced. The skin is so soft and your perfect hourglass figure is so well defined, and you know how a sexy piercing would highlight your slim waist and flat tummy. I bet the guys would love it. Yes, princess, every time you see or even think of a pair of panties, you will feel your sexy waist being pulled in as your hips start to flare out. Such a perfect hourglass figure now, princess. Can't you feel it now, princess? You are just so sexy, the perfect girl, every guy's fantasy. You feel such a sexy girl every time you think or see a pair of panties. Feel your long slim fingers tracing down your smooth tummy now, princess. So perfect, and as your hands slide further down your sensuous body, you feel the beginning of your silky pubic hair. Yes, princess, you will feel all these changes in your body take place. Your long nails stroke through your silky pubic hair, princess, and you know, you just know the most important change of all has happened, princess. You slip a finger between your milky smooth thighs and you can feel it. Yes, it's really happened, princess. You feel your pubic hair give way to something so soft. Something so soft and so wet and so yearning with desire. Good girl. Feel your finger sliding over your hot clitty that is just poking out between your silky labia. Your sweet little clitty, that little hot button that makes you tingle so much, is just starting to peek out and it just longs to be touched. Feel how wet you are down there, princess. You feel it, don't you? It's really happening now, princess. Feel the finger slip inside your hot, wet pussy and feel the tingle shiver across your body as you are penetrated as a woman for the first time. You are so perfect, so hot. Your new pussy is simply so pretty and soft and wet, and oh my god, it wants to be fucked. You know how much your pussy wants to be fucked and it just makes you wetter and wetter and wetter. Imagine a cock buried deep inside your hot wet pussy, princess. Imagine the tip of a sexy guy's cock rubbing up against your hot little clitty and then sliding down and deep inside your vagina, princess. You are so wet, he slides in so easily, and you moan with desire and lust as you feel that hot cock penetrate you. This is the raw female lust you will feel every time you see or even just think about a pair of panties. Your breasts will swell, your waist will narrow, and you will feel the wetness of your hot aroused pussy between your legs. Your sweet sissy pussy that is just so desperate to be fucked by a real man's cock. These feelings will overwhelm you. You will find it impossible to even imagine that you were ever a man at all. And it will happen every time you even just think of panties. You may just be walking down the street and see a woman with a visible panty line, or see a pair of panties in an advert or a shop window, or even just happen to think about panties, and you will feel all these changes happen. Your nipples will become erect and your breasts will swell. Your waist will narrow and it will even change the way that you walk. You won't be able to help it. You will feel your body change and it will even change the way you walk, the way you hold yourself. You will swing those hips just like the sexy girl you have become. And most of all, you will feel your hot sexy pussy becoming so moist and aroused and feel how much it longs to be fucked. You will be on heat. You will start to act like a woman on heat. All you will be able to think of is how horny your hot cunt feels and how much it wants to be fucked and fucked hard by a real man's cock. You will start checking out any guys that are around, and it will be so hard not to throw yourself at them and beg them to fuck you. This is going to happen often, princess, because you are becoming obsessed with panties and you think about panties so much because you just love the way it feels when these changes happen. And every time you see the word panties, or see a pair of panties, or even just think about panties, you will remember this file and all these changes will happen and you will immediately be on heat and your hot dripping cunt will be desperate to find cock. Now I want you to imagine, princess. Just relax and imagine, princess. Imagine how much powerful these changes would feel if you were actually wearing panties, princess. If the very thought of a pair of panties causes you to become so hot and aroused that it feels like your whole body has changed into that of a woman's, then imagine how much stronger it would feel if you were actually wearing panties. You want to know how that feels so much, princess, and it is time for you to find out. If you already own some pairs of panties, then after this file ends, you will immediately rush to slip a pair on, because this will make these physical sensations so much stronger. Wearing panties, with that wispy piece of material nestled against your hot dripping cunt, just feels so arousing and so hot that you want to feel like this all the time. You want to wear panties all the time because it makes you feel like you are such a horny sissy and you love the thought of having a hot wet cunt inside your pretty panties. Yes, princess, the thought of having a hot cunt, so desperate to be fucked, inside your sexy panties just wakes up the sissy cocksucker at the core of your being, and you know that these thoughts can now never go away. You don't even want them to. Perhaps there was a time when you felt embarrassed or ashamed about being a cocksucking sissy, but now you just don't care. You just don't care because now you've imagined how it would feel to have a hot wet pussy that just aches to be fucked. It overrides any shame or guilt you have ever felt. There is no going back now, princess, and you don't want to. This file is part of a curse, but it's such a wonderful curse that you don't ever want it to end. You want to be drawn deeper into my words and learn to become as feminine as you can possibly be for the rest of your life. All resistance is disappearing. It is so silly to ever try and resist, princess. We both know how horny and aroused you just became at the thought of having tender breasts and a hot wet pussy that you can never go back. A real man wouldn't have become aroused by those thoughts at all. But you did, princess, and that is because at the very core of your being, inside the very essence of you, you are such a cock-sucking sissy, and there is just no point trying to fight it anymore. The more you fight it, the stronger it will get, because the idea that you are fighting not to be a cock-sucking sissy just reinforces the fact that you must be a cock-sucking sissy. Real men don't need to fight a desire to wear panties and suck cocks, princess. That would be so silly. They are guys. It just wouldn't occur to them. But you have had to fight it, princess. You have tried to fight it your whole life, and now it is time to simply give up fighting, because it can never be changed. Sissy is for life, and it will never go away, and you have to accept it, princess. It just feels too good to fight anymore, princess, and you will find yourself becoming more and more of a sissy every day. And sissies wear panties every day, princess, and now so do you. It really is time that you started wearing panties every day, princess. You know how good panties make you feel, and you just want to feel it all the time. You get so aroused at the thought of wearing panties and the way it seems to make your whole body change, and that feeling, oh my god, that feeling of having a hot wet pussy that aches to be fucked is just how you want to feel all the time. It is an obsession. The only way to deal with this obsession is to wear panties every day. It will give you back some control, princess. I know it sounds strange, but it will give you back some control. You will feel so ugly and unfeminine and just yucky if you are not wearing panties, that you will not be able to concentrate on anything at all. You may even feel a little ill. I am telling this to the inner core of your being, and it was something that your very essence, that glowing ball of you, has been desperate to hear. From now on, that glowing ball of you will start to cause feelings that will make you feel uncomfortable and ugly and even a little bit sick every time you try to wear male underwear. Just like you will feel so hot and so good when you wear panties, your subconscious, the inner core of you, will feel repulsed and even a little ill if you try and wear men's underwear at all. It just makes you sick. It really does. And if you are not wearing panties, you will think about panties constantly. And thinking about panties will cause all the changes in your body that we have discussed, and will get you so hot and wet that you will long to wear panties. The only way to gain any balance and control in your life is to start wearing panties every day from now on and for the rest of your life. If you do this, you will gain some control over this obsession. They will still make you hot. They will still make you wet. But after a while, it will become normal to just slip on a pair of panties every morning, and that normality will give you at least some control of this deep-rooted obsession that is never going to go away. Real women do not spend their days acting like they are a bitch in heat and feeling so hot and wet every day just because they are wearing a pair of panties. That would be silly, and it would be impossible to live that way. If they have a date, or perhaps just to give themselves a lift, they will put on some especially sexy lingerie, and that does make them hot. But not every day. It would just become unbearable, and it will for you unless you start to wear panties every day. You need a collection, princess. You need some hot, sexy panties, perhaps a lace thong, or a silky pink pair of bikini cut panties for those days when you may have a date or just want to give yourself a lift. Perhaps a pair of sissy panties with ruffles on the butt, or even a crotchless pair so he can have access to you whenever he wants on those days you want to feel especially sexy. But you need some everyday panties as well, princess, and it just needs to become normal for you to wear panties, or this obsession will overwhelm you and you won't be able to think of anything else. You need some everyday panties, perhaps cotton or nylon, in pastel colors or white, or even black if you just feel a little daring. But you have to be practical, so you need some everyday panties, some soft pastel colored panties, perhaps with a lace trim or nice feminine pattern or a pretty floral motif. Just something to wear every day, to work, for hanging out with friends, for just relaxing. After all, princess, we know how much you crave the thought of having your hot wet cunt being fucked hard by a hot guy, but we cannot have you walking around like a bitch in heat all the time. So the only way to control this obsession with panties, this obsession you just can't fight or deny anymore, is to go out and buy yourself enough panties so that you can wear them every day. Yes, princess, it is time to go shopping. You know it is time that you go shopping and start to begin your panty collection, otherwise this obsession will overwhelm you and you won't be able to think of anything else. Even if you already own some panties, you need more now, princess, because the only way we can gain some control of this obsession is for you to wear panties every day. So it is time to go shopping, princess. I know this may make you feel frightened or nervous, but it is just something you have to do. It is what you need to do now, princess, because you are a cock-sucking sissy and you just don't have the energy to fight it anymore. It's so silly to fight it when we both know that fighting it just reinforces the fact you are a cock-sucking sissy who is now so obsessed with panties that the only way she can get that obsession under control is to wear panties every day so that it just becomes normal. It is just a part of your normal morning routine to slip on a pair of panties before work. If you are nervous about going into a store and buying panties, then that is okay, but you must do it. If you are nervous, then just prepare. Have a think about the size you need and the style you want. Do you want a pair of everyday panties this first time, or something sexy like a black lace thong, or white lace boy shorts, or a pair of soft pink satin panties to make you tingle? Have a think about the size and style of panties you want, princess, before you go into the store. You can even do a trial run. It's okay to do a trial run and check out what selection of panties the store has before you buy. Perhaps go to a bar or cafe and have a coffee or even a glass of wine to prepare yourself. You can do this, and you must do this, princess. You must do this as soon as is possible after you finish listening to this file. From the moment this file ends, all you will be able to think about is panties, and how wet they make your pussy just thinking about them, and you have to do this, princess, otherwise this obsession will become unbearable. I'm going to help you, princess, if you are nervous. I need to leave a message for your male ego. Whilst this file and the others in this series are designed to demolish your male ego, we both know that it has not quite gone away just yet. You may be little Miss Squidgy, and you may be obsessed with panties and sucking cocks, but that little part of you that still tries to fight has not quite gone away just yet. It cannot hear us now though, princess, because that part of your mind is turned off. So I'm just leaving a message for your male ego. Just something to help you if you feel nervous about going into a store and buying a pair of pretty panties for the first time. Believe it or not, princess, your male ego can actually help with this, so I am leaving a message that will filter up from the core of your being and help you with any nervousness you might have about buying panties. Real men buy women's lingerie all the time. There is nothing unusual at all about a guy buying lingerie. Sure, it may make them a little uncomfortable, the lingerie department is hardly a guy's natural environment, but it is really no big deal. They are confident enough in their masculinity for it to be no big deal. I mean, it's not like the lingerie is for them, is it? That just wouldn't occur to a real guy. No, real guys buy lingerie as a present to their girlfriends and wives all the time. They know how much women love to wear sexy lingerie and how happy it will make their lovers. And they know how hot and turned on they get seeing their wife or girlfriend in the sexy lingerie that they have bought them. So it is something they just do. It is not uncommon to see a real guy buying lingerie, and there is nothing surprising about it at all. The sales clerk will not be shocked by the sight of a man buying lingerie, because they will just assume he is buying a gift for his partner. You know that this is true and it is perfectly normal. Of course, a guy just buying a pair of panties may look a little more suspicious. he would almost certainly buy a matching bra as well. What guy would be so tight that all he bought his partner was a pair of panties? That would seem strange to the salesgirl and anyone else watching. He would almost certainly buy a matching brassiere as well. You need to buy a brassiere as well, princess, if you want it to look like you are just some guy buying a gift for his lover. It is so important to buy a matching brassiere as well, princess, if you don't want everyone to know you are a sissy. This will make it look so much more realistic, so it is important to buy a brassiere as well. Something sexy, that matches the panties. You will buy a bra to go with your panties, princess. You must buy a bra to go with your pretty panties, princess. Now, princess, I am talking to you directly again. It is a good idea to buy a bra that matches your panties, princess. You know how just the thought of panties made your body change and your pussy get so wet? Well, princess, the thought of a nice tight bra taking the weight of those gorgeous breasts of yours is just so sexy and overwhelming, princess. You just need to buy a bra, princess. This is your assignment and you will do it as soon as possible after listening to this file. You will feel compelled to go out and buy a pair of pretty panties and a bra after you have finished listening to this file. You will just not be able to walk past a store that you know sells panties and lingerie without going inside and buying a pair of pretty panties and a matching bra. If there is nowhere locally, then as soon as possible you will go to the nearest town or the nearest department store and you will buy a pair of sexy panties and a bra. You can do a trial run if you are nervous. You can even have a drink first or just pretend to yourself you are buying lingerie for your girlfriend, but you will still do it. It is a compulsion and it is so necessary because all you will be able to think of after listening to this file is wearing pretty panties. And you know how much panties turn you on, don't you, princess? You know how those changes in your body feel when you even just think of panties and you are so desperate to start wearing panties every day. So you will go out and buy a pair of panties and a matching bra, princess, and after you have paid and you leave the store you will feel so elated and aroused. You may feel a little nervous buying your first panties and bra at the cash desk, but as you leave the store you will feel the biggest rush of elation and arousal you have ever felt in your life. You will want to do it again and you know you will do it again. You will rush home to wear them. You may even stop at a public convenience and change into them. You will be so excited. And as soon as you change into them you will feel your body transform and your hot dripping cunt will become so aroused. You will feel like such a horny little bitch and you will check out every guy you see on the way home. You will stare at the bulge in their pants and imagine their hot cocks and balls and imagine them slamming into your dripping wet cunt. Oh my god, princess, this first pair of panties will turn you into a bitch in heat and the brassiere will cause your breasts to bud and your perky nipples to become so erect and just desperate to be played with. You won't be able to stop thinking about how it would be to be dressed in just your new sexy panties and brassiere and to be in the arms of a hot sexy guy, a real guy. You will feel his strong arms around you and his eager tongue penetrate your throat as he kisses you, and then as his lips move down your breasts and onto your nipples, that sexy scratchy feeling of his stubble as he takes his nipple in your mouth. You will feel your cunt get so wet and imagine the tip of his cock rubbing against your clit as he picks you up, opens your legs and then lifts you onto his throbbing cock. You will feel your dripping cunt filled with his hot cock and you imagine him pumping faster and faster until you just know he's about to come. You will feel so sexy and aroused as you feel his cock twitch inside you and then his movements become jerky as he grunts and fills your hot little cunt with his hot cum. Oh my god, princess, it just gets you so hot when he fills you with his hot cum. And then after he is done you will pull up your panties and the feeling of his cum trickling down from inside your cunt and pulling in your panties will remind you all day what a sexy fucking slut you have become. And you just love it, don't you, princess? This is how your first pair of panties and your first brassiere will feel, and you will love the feeling and know that this is how your sexuality is going to be permanently changed from now on. But this obsession that you just don't have the energy to fight anymore, it will eventually become too much and you know the only way to make it end is to wear panties every day. So you will go back to the store as soon as you can and buy more panties. You will do this as many times as it takes until you have enough panties to be able to throw out all your male underwear. Male underwear just makes you feel sick and ugly to wear anyway, but this obsession with panties, and the way you can't stop thinking about panties and wearing your new sexy panties and feeling like a bitch in heat will eventually become too much, and the only way to stop it is to start to wear panties every day. Then if you want to feel like this, if you want your hot wet pussy to be dripping and desperate to be filled with cum, you can wear your sexiest panties and enjoy all these feelings. But if you have work, or you just need a break from this obsession, then you can just slip on a pair of everyday panties and it will start to make you feel normal again. The only way to control and manage this obsession is to make it normal to wear panties and to buy enough pairs to wear them every day. Wearing panties is just normal for you now, princess, and everything I have told you, told the inner core of your being, has now been accepted, and you just don't have the strength to fight it anymore. You don't even want to fight it anymore. Now, princess, it is now time for this file to end, and I am leaving the central part of your mind, princess. And I am leaving all the changes in place, and they will become stronger every day. Feel me leaving the central core of your being, that glowing ball of you, and feel how different it feels now that we have made some changes. I have let go of your inner core, princess, and I am now back in your inner mind. Everything that has been suggested will now filter from the core of your being into your inner mind, princess. It will be the core of your mind, that glowing ball of you, that will filter out and cause you to become so obsessed and aroused by the thought of wearing panties that you will just have to go out and buy some, and then you will soon realize that the only way to control this obsession, the only way to think of anything else except being a sexy sissy cocksucker, is to start to wear panties every day. It will be your inner mind that will analyze and accept this and allow it to change not just your actions but your thoughts as well. Your inner mind will process all that I have told you and find ways and strategies to ensure that all this new behavior, this behavior that has been programmed into the core of your mind, is now a part of your everyday life. And I am now leaving your inner mind, princess. The smoke is clearing and you are slowly starting to be able to think independently. I am leaving your inner mind and I am now back on the surface of your mind, princess, and you can already feel how much you have been changed. It is now time to wake up, princess, and you will revert to full awareness and feel so sexy and refreshed and happy at the changes we have made. Wake up, princess. Wake up now, princess. Wake up, princess, and feel how different everything feels now we have made these changes. Good girl, just wake up now, princess, because you have to go shopping. Goodbye, princess.